Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I had that little bit of a pause because I'm trying to shove some popcorn down my throat. Now it's time to go from popcorn to Matthew Collar talk some football.
You got to be careful, man, because I haven't brushed up on my Heimlich skills lately. So,
really?
If you start choking over there, we might be in trouble.
I hope not.
Well, I hope not either. I'm that, for your sake, I'm just saying. Be careful.
I used the Heimlich on a classmate back when I was in the eighth grade and saved their life. They were choking on a chicken nugget. I swear to you. I was at Breck. I was at the Breck School, and
well, I hope you wouldn't make that up. Yeah, so I'll take your word.
No, for sure. And Daniel was choking on a chicken nugget, and I jumped up and grabbed him, did the Heimlich, and it just boom, popped out.
How about that?
You ever had to do a Heimlich on anybody, Matthew?
No, that sounds kind of scary, actually.
How's it scary?
Well, somebody's choking to death right in front of you.
I thought he was saying that the actual, like, you trying to do the Heimlich was scary. Okay, I get what you're saying.
No. Yeah. I mean, like, that's a scary situation. Like, somebody's in danger and you had to step in. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Oh, man. Man. Seriously. So, you know, if we're ever at a Vikings game and we're up in the press box and you have some issues, just make eye contact with your boy. Just give me that look. I come over there and save you.
I don't think reporters are ever eating anything during games. No. Not us.
Oh, I love it, man. Hey, all right, so thanks for coming on the show. I wanted to throw this at you because I saw this the last couple of days, and I do a quick Google search of Hendon Hooker right now, a former quarterback for the Tennessee Volunteers, and let me read you what it says here. One says, there's more Hendon Hooker to Vikings buzz. What are Hendon Hooker's five best NFL team fits? Daniel Jeremiah, 2023 NFL mock draft, Hendon Hooker to Vikings. So it's like, all this Hendon Hooker to the Vikings type stuff, whatever. Actually, there's even a Purple Insider post. Hendon Hooker to the Vikings. The mocks are out of control. Tell me your thoughts about all of this Hendon Hooker love.
Yeah, I would say that it's funny about, you know, buzz during draft season, because if you go back to last year, you know, and look at how the mock drafts turned out with the quarterbacks and Malik Willis being mocked as high as number two and then not going to the third round, we always need to keep in mind that we are overconfident in what we think we know about how the draft is going to play out. So just say that. Daniel Jeremiah is really good at his job at NFL Network. He kind of kicked off the Hendon Hooker to the Vikings buzz, if you will, by mocking him to the Vikings. I'm not convinced that he's going to be a first-round pick. And I don't think that Daniel Jeremiah knows any more than the next mock drafter. I think that what a lot of people are doing is putting two and two together that the Vikings look like a team that should be drafting a quarterback to sit behind Kirk Cousins for a year and then putting that quarterback in 2024. And the way that this draft is expected to play out with the raw skills of some of the top quarterbacks like Will Levis, like Anthony Richardson, Bryce Young, and C.J. Stroud, that those quarterbacks are expected to go higher in the draft where the Vikings will have a really tough time getting them. Now, that is all extreme speculation here, and I'm just not really sold on the idea of Hendon Hooker being a top draft pick. He had great statistics, there's no question about it, but he's also a year and a half older than Justin Jefferson. Think about that for a second. A year and a half older than a player who's already been to three Pro Bowls. So, I mean, that to me is hard to spend a first-round pick on when teams have tried it in the past. It hasn't worked out all that well. You need players to develop and grow a lot once they get to the NFL, and if someone is already in their mid-20s, like how much growing on the fly can you really do, I think is a pretty significant question. The other thing, Henry, is if you went back to eighth grade when you were a senior in high school, I bet you would have dominated those junior high kids. That's what it's like being 25 in college football and playing against a bunch of 20-year-olds.
Yeah, and I just, you know, even if he was healthy, forget about the, like, you know, the ACL, I just, you're right, like, with the age and just looking at him and what he did for Tennessee, he was awesome, you know, last season, but I'm not sure I got so many different question marks about a Hendon Hooker. All right, so let's also look at the situation in terms of free agency or the guys that have been on the roster. Since we last talked, which has been a few weeks, we ended up re-signing Alexander Mattison. What did you make of that move? And I actually think that they did a pretty good job from a numbers perspective in terms of how much money they gave him of getting a really solid running back.
Yeah, I mean, the Alexander Mattison situation is really tied very much into what's going to happen with Dalvin Cook. And it seems that we're just with him and Za'Darius Smith, we're just in this holding pattern. Like, if you're Alexander Mattison, why would you sign back with the Vikings as quickly as he did unless you had a pretty good inkling that you were going to compete for the starting job, if not have the starting job next year? Alexander Mattison has spent 4 years of his youth. By the way, he's about the same age as Hendon Hooker, if you were wondering. But he spent all this time in his youth sitting behind Dalvin Cook, waiting for his opportunity to play, and then just forgoes any other team to come back here. That, to me, has to point to the idea that he could be the starting running back next year. But also, if the Vikings are trying to shop and trade Dalvin Cook, I mean, there's Ezekiel Elliott, who's a free agent now. There's been Derrick Henry, you know, rumors about him potentially being traded. And is there a lot of teams that are lining up to trade anything significant for Dalvin Cook? But at the same time, with both Cook and Za'Darius Smith, the Vikings benefit more on the salary cap if they trade those guys than if they just release them. So it feels like we're just kind of in a holding pattern. And all that does connect to Alexander Mattison, who I think is a very solid running back. I think he would be really good as part of a committee with, you know, Ty Chandler, who they drafted last year, another sort of hint that they thought they could move on from Dalvin Cook. And, you know, I think this the running game honestly can benefit from some fresh legs. It just felt like last year, and the numbers back this up, that Dalvin Cook was not the same as he had been in the past. So I think we're all just kind of sitting waiting to see what happens next, because they can't really do anything else until they clear more cap space.
Talking to Matthew Keller from Purple Insider here on News Talk 830 WCCO, Henry Lake in for Jason DeRussia. Give me your thoughts on the signing of Marcus Davenport. I'm actually a fan of this signing, and I looked at Marcus Davenport when he was selected in the 2018 NFL Draft. I thought he was rather raw, and now that he's gotten a little bit of seasoning, maybe the timing is right for this guy to be a breakout candidate.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a team that can't spend a whole heck of a lot of money, and you know that you're transitioning your roster from some of the older guys to looking for future pieces, Marcus Davenport is the exact type of player you're looking for. Somebody who has a high ceiling, has had as many as 9 sacks in a season so far in his career, and is a monster when it comes to athletically. He's also put a lot of pressure on opposing quarterbacks, but just hasn't finished that with sacks early in his career. So you talk about the potential there for developing into his mid and late 20s, that, you know, there is a possibility there he could become a big piece of the Vikings' future if it works out. However, there's a reason why he signed for not that much, and that's because there are risks that go along with a signing like this. Now, I think that if it doesn't work out, it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. They didn't, you know, commit themselves to a ton of money if it doesn't work out. But there are risks. I mean, there was a report of a potential shoulder issue that held up the signing. He's had all sorts of injuries in the past that have kept him from becoming the pass rusher that he's expected to be. So that's a concern. And you just wonder, like, is there something there that prevents him from maximizing that potential? That's not just the injuries, but also part of his game, whatever it might be. And I guess we're going to find that out when he becomes a Viking. But I liked it. I mean, I'd give that an A+. Like, this is the exact type of guy that you're looking for, that if it works out, you get a total steal in free agency while everybody else is kind of overpaying for a lot of other guys.
What do you think that the Minnesota Vikings need to do next, Matthew?
I think they need to kind of figure out what direction they're going here. I mean, because especially with Za'Darius Smith and Dalvin Cook, because I thought that I had a good sense for it. It looked like they were going to tear a lot of pieces down. They were going to give a lot of players opportunities that were younger players, say like a Patrick Jones, or signing a Marcus Davenport, and see what you've got for next year, and probably make it the final year of Kirk Cousins, and then make your plans to kind of have it be a transition year of this roster after their last chance with a lot of these players last season. And then has happened so many times, it's just been a lot of kind of half measures. It's like Kendricks and Thielen are gone. but Harrison Smith is going to stay, and Smith and Cook still aren't gone. Is either one of them going to end up sticking around? And then they sign someone like Dean Lowry, who's a fine football player, but doesn't really fit in as a guy who's almost 30 years old to be someone for the future. So it's been a little bit odd for me, and it almost seemed like they started going full speed toward rebuilding things and then pushed the foot on the brakes, and then we've got this quarterback thing that's still hovering over everything. Like, what's the answer going to be? Is it going to be in this draft, next draft? Then Jeremy Fowler of ESPN drops Lamar Jackson's name. We're like, what is going on here? So I think that it's very much an incomplete grade so far for the Vikings in their offseason.
All right, final thing for you, and then we'll let you go. And this is about a former Viking. Adam Thielen, 3 years, $25 million contract, including an $8.3 million signing bonus. I guess he's guaranteed $14 million. Are you surprised he was able to get that type of money?
A little bit, but I also think Carolina knows that they're drafting the number one quarterback, whoever that might be, and they need somebody. They needed to overpay,
yeah.
And they're in a position to overpay, but they really need it, and they got DJ Chark today.
Yep.
They need veteran wide receivers, because if you looked at their receiving core past when they traded DJ Moore to Chicago, were you playing wide receiver for them, Henry? Because they had nobody. So they had to give Adam Thielen as much as they could. I think it's good for him and good for them. I mean, I saw that he was getting roasted on Twitter for saying they're a Super Bowl contender, but you can laugh at them right now, but in 2024, when he's still under contract, if Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud turns out to be great, you won't be laughing anymore, because he might actually be right.
Yeah. Hey, Matthew, have an awesome weekend, my man. Thank you so much.
Sure thing, Henry. Thanks for having me.
All right, Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, joining us here on The Good Neighbor. We'll break. We'll come back. Final segment of Drive Time with DeRusha.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.